Hello, everyone, and finally, welcome to the Professionally Trained Idiots podcast. We know it's been a long time coming. I'm one of your hosts, Hadrian Conklin, and today I'm joined by two very special guests. One is also my host.
Hi, I'm Wyatt, and I'm one of your hosts.
And then the second guy is a very interesting guest. He has a very long history here at AIS. You might know him as a YouTube sensation, TikToker, Valentin. Please welcome and enjoy the first episode.
What's up, guys? I'm really happy to be here today. I've been waiting for quite a bit of time to be here, be part of the podcast, and share my funny histories. Like, I'm hyped for today's episode. Hope you guys are as well.
Yeah, for sure. We're sorry for the long delay, but we're going to jump right into it.
We just went to play some basketball. We were having a great time, did some training together. And then we thought we were done for the day. We were chilling on a bench. Valentin was, what were you doing? Brawl Stars?
I was playing Brawl Stars.
On his laptop. He's a professional Brawl Stars, too.
Yeah. Make sure you go to I have a fun story about that later.
But Valentin, take it away, please, about this story.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we now get into the story side of the podcast, we're going to talk about their basketball rage quit story. As Hadrian mentioned, he put the setting down, but now we're going to get into the spicy shit. All right. So basically, we're out here. We see two guys that look absolutely washed. You know, when their shorts go below their knees, you know they washed. And they were taking some wild shots over the backboard and stuff. And they're like, yo, you guys want to play 2-on-2? So we're like, I look at Hadrian, I'm like, easy claps. And then we're like, all right, bet. So then basically we go there, get to the park, take some like warm-up shots, you know, let them know we kind of good at the game. Dennis says, they say shoot for a ball. He breaks the shit out of the ball. And then we start with the ball, you know. The game's going fine, you know, first buckets. I bring some energy into this, but no trash talk yet, right? I get some layups, Hadrian gets some nice shots, they get some nice shots, pretty good game. And then it comes to like 8-5 for us. And this action is really like where the guy like turned up, you know?
He was wearing like a Charles Barkley.
Yeah, bro thought he was Barkley. He was
he's wearing their uniform.
Yeah, he was not him. So basically what happens is I drive the ball, right? I take the shot up, make it, and then he gets the ball, and instead of passing it to me, he like throws it, like fucking like, so he like,
he does.
He like throws it away aggressively, right? I'm like, yo, what's up with you? I give him the ball, and then I'm like, okay, blood is mad, when bro is mad, when they show emotion, that's where you kill. You go bam, in for the cross, shah! I like snatch his ankles, he's like, whoosh. Baki, like he doesn't know what
face
is happening.
Slam.
No, he's just like looking back at the backboard, and I'm like, whoo! And then I go into a cross again, cross him up, left, and then he's like almost on the floor. You know the song that goes like, begging on the knees to be popular. Yeah, that kind of situation. And then I see like, bro just turns red. Then I take a shot, I break it, but that's not what matters. What matters is a crossover, right? And then he takes the ball, he takes the rebound, he's like, okay, you guys won for the day. It's over. I look at Hadrian, I'm like, hey, a W is a W. Bro just rage quit. Bro was twice my age. Like, if you listen to this, man up, bro. Man up. You get no hoes, you get nothing. Man up.
You
live in your mom's basement.
Ninth grader.
Hey, man up. That was a story from my side, Hadrian.
Yeah, no, that was pretty accurate. I mean, there was also his teammate, who was actually pretty chill. I loved his teammate. Super nice. He found all the jokes incredibly funny. It was great. Yeah, that guy hit the rage quit button pretty fast and exited the chat, we'll say. But, yeah, I mean, Valentin hit some pretty nice shots at the end.
You too, Hadrian.
Yeah. Me too as well. I was making more shots than I thought. So we got the dub. We showed them what was what. Yeah, and then afterwards, what did we do? We hit spar. We got a few things. We went to your house. We played. What did we play?
We played Call of Duty Mobile. Had
clap
some chocolate.
Clap some people.
All right.
But yeah. What?
My bad.
No, I don't know what that was for.
W's in the shot.
Yeah, no, okay, so back to that Valentin all-timing Brawl Stars. One day in personal fitness, it was Valentin, Gert, and I, and we wanted to see who could hold a plank for the longest.
Okay, I remember that.
Valentin...
I haven't heard this yet, y'all.
Valentin took out Brawl Stars, right?
Oh no, did you start playing when you were doing the plank?
I listened.
He had to last the whole game with the plank.
Did you manage?
And he did. And even worse, after that...
What do you mean worse? That sounds pretty good.
Wait, sorry, even better than that. After that, we wanted to up the antics.
Oh, I'm gonna need a dictionary.
We did a you have to we did a Wikipedia race, and you have to stay until
really
you reach the end point.
What's the Wikipedia race?
So basically, you start on one page randomly decided, and then you have to make it to another Wikipedia page randomly decided
by only
clicking links.
Like,
you can't look
at yeah.
From Obama
and then you get
to SpongeBob.
Yeah, the one we did, it was go from what was it? It was from Donald Trump to Nintendo, I think.
Oh yeah. That was
yeah.
How was it?
Yeah,
I did not get it,
I'm sorry.
Gert did though.
Gert did.
Who's
the king? Gert is the king.
Yeah.
How long was your plank in the Brawl Stars?
2 minutes. 2 minutes, yeah.
I can hold a plank for about 30 seconds maximum.
Oh.
I was struggling in training yesterday.
Maybe if you play Brawl Stars, that might help.
Heard it here first. So if I could ever better playing this from Brawl Stars,
yeah.
But we don't know.
Video games is good. games are good.
They're very good for you.
Indeed.
Speaking of which, Valentin, recently I believe that you sent a snap out to... like
to all the
30
people, I had,
30
yeah.
people, everybody in your snap list,
yeah.
of Gert
pushing 100 kilos. Guys.
Yeah, 100 kilos.
Did I get that?
Or not 100 kilos? Not 100
yeah.
kilos. 100 pounds. 100 pounds.
Shh.
Nobody's gonna believe 100 kilos.
Yeah,
sorry, nobody's gonna believe that.
Yeah,
they don't
Gert,
know how big he is.
Like Gert, if you're listening, dog, I like still hold you in my heart, but like yo. I'm showing your grind to the people, man. Don't be mad.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Showing your double chins to the people. Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
Guys,
had,
cut this
he
out.
He had like 5 chins.
Cut it out.
I'm kidding. I love your grip, man. See you with Miss Holanda and shit.
Alright. It's all tough love.
Tough love.
Alright, so thank you, Valentin, for that amazing... First of all, rage quit story and the plank was amazing.
Oh.
Next, we got an ice skating one coming up, so I will take the lead on this.
Oh, okay.
First of all, Valentin's gone ice skating, I think, 5 times in his life.
Pretty ass.
Pretty terrible. He might have a video coming out on his YouTube. I don't know if he's going to make it.
Yeah.
Are you?
I will.
Okay, he will. We took some videos. You'll see that coming out eventually.
Hey, if any hot Swedish girls want to teach me, I'm all ears.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
Good luck with that.
So yeah, we decided to go ice skating on the Sunday. So a few days ago, and then it was honestly, I'm really proud of you for how you started the day and for how he ended. I am super proud of him. He did not fall once.
No.
He almost fell for a few girls, but he didn't fall once.
Okay, that's the
He almost come on. You were talking about that one girl with her. We could not tell if it was her boyfriend, her brother, her cousin. One of the three or four.
But like, if it is his girlfriend, he pulled, man. He pulled.
He was obsessed with her.
Game is game.
So yeah, no, but Valentin really he balled out. I think he demonstrated he's not only a baller on the court, but also. He could be a professional hockey player, except that he also in the video he made he said NFL instead of NHL.
I could be a professional bench
warmer.
Professional bench warmer. Yeah.
You get paid.
You still get paid like $300,000.
I know, man.
You would get paid. So yeah, Valentin, especially with the uphill ice skating because they had a little uphill part and the downhill. There are a couple moments where I was surprised you didn't fall. But I was very impressed with you, and you looked very graceful at the end.
Thank you.
In the beginning, kind of like a duck learning how to walk.
Alright, that was not necessary.
But in the end, you looked very graceful.
I must say, like, Hadrian's a good teacher, and He's very humble when it comes to his ice skating skills.
I am very humble. I showed him who's... He might... Bounty might cook me on the court, but I cook him in ice skating.
Okay. I like that.
We gotta have our strengths and our weaknesses.
That's right.
Yeah.
Each of us. But you also asked this guy that works there to...
Oh, yeah. I just asked, like, random people. You would teach me how to skate, interact with people.
And... You asked this one guy, and he started going, like, backward and doing all these spins. And you're like, yeah. Oh, shit.
Bro just started, like, flexing on me. I'm like, yo, what's up with you?
He's like, how do I stop? Because Bounty, he's still learning how to stop. It's still a work in progress. He crashed into the walls to stop. Or he does a little... I mean, in the end, you did manage to stop with a little 360.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
It's getting much better.
It's getting better.
No,
but it was
stopping
quite...
is important.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's...
If you don't stop, man.
He was going downhill. He booked it downhill.
Yeah, no, all right. My favorite quote, all right? Speed never killed anybody. Suddenly becoming stationary, that's what gets you.
Who said that?
Jeremy Clarkson. He's a dude from Top Gear.
Damn.
Quote of the day?
Quote of the day. We're going to have a quote in every single episode.
Go as fast as you want, as long as you can safely stop.
Hey, thank you.
We're going to have a quote in every episode. That's the quote of the day for this
Break the speed limit as long as you can safely stop.
Except driving. Don't drive and speed or drink.
At the speed limit.
Don't drink and drive.
Thank you. I forgot how to speak English. Okay, so next, we're going to be talking about... Wyatt.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago. I don't think Bouncy's heard this story. I don't
know. Ivan Hadrian and I.
I'll let Wyatt take the lead on this.
Ivan Hadrian and I went to Millennium City.
Oh.
In hopes of
playing the game pool.
Of playing pool.
No.
That's a given, but we all know that's not gonna happen.
Let me say one thing really quickly. So this was my fault completely. I didn't realize it was a holiday that day. Apparently the two of them did, but they didn't tell me because they thought I knew. They thought I knew.
Why did you think we had off school?
I really don't know. I saw there was some parent-teacher conference. I'll let Wyatt take the lead on this, but it was very... I don't know how long we spent doing this trip, but it was ridiculously long. And I'll let Wyatt take the lead on this.
I can pull up the chat conversation from... when we left and stuff to see I want to estimate how...
Wait, what?
Couple of hours, no?
No, it was more.
No, how long we spent. 3 in the afternoon to 11 at night trying to find a pool place that was open. After a while, Ivan left, but Hadrian and I continued the search unsuccessfully. Basically...
everything's closed.
No, it wasn't closed.
Ivan, Hadrian, and I wanted to go hang out, play pool somewhere for a few hours. And... There's this chain company. What was it called?
What? Koo.
Yeah.
Moo.
So after
Koo, not moo.
After Millennium City failed because that was packed, there was no way that was happening. We just started looking we went all around Vienna, just.
I wish I had my watch tracker on because we toured Vienna. We went from district to district to we went to all the districts.
We went through every district. It was insane and no luck.
And mind you, these are not like small places. They have a lot of tables.
Yeah.
And the problem was, I think we hit every single place within Vienna. Like I generally think I went through Google Maps and we went to every single one.
We did a checklist of all of them, and they were all
awful. Which
awful.
Was honestly impressive enough.
That was insane to me. Anyway, so after a while, we decided we were gonna go to the city center to get some food because we hadn't eaten in 5 hours, and on the way there, we got on a train, right? And
oh no, yeah, I remember this.
We didn't realize that we were at the last stop and we didn't get off, and the train kept going.
Because we just thought it was
for about 5 minutes in straight darkness.
Oh. And then just...
It went into like one of those service tunnels, and it just stopped.
Like where the trains go for the night, I think.
Yeah.
It just
for
stopped.
About 30 or 40 minutes, we just... We're stuck there in panic, and we had no service.
Oh, we didn't have service?
We didn't.
Oh, I didn't look at my phone. So I
didn't
know about
this
part.
I tried to call someone.
Shit.
We had no service. We
I did
just
not know about
stuck in there. And we thought we were gonna spend the night there.
We did.
And that would have been
cool, I won't lie.
There was another dude in the other train car that was like, what the fuck?
So we thought we
like
were
he,
okay.
He looked back at he was in the train car in front of us. He looked back at us and was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, we thought we were okay because we saw him. And then about 10 minutes later after that happened, I think, we looked up. Bro was gone. Like, we did not see where bro went.
And we didn't, like, I was like,
we didn't know. I think he was still there. He was just, like, not in our sight. He just sat down somewhere, so we couldn't see him. But we panicked. We were like, oh, shit.
Somebody else is in here.
Because we're, like, we missed our stop and everything. And then eventually, the lights were still on. So we're like, okay, as long as the lights are on, I think we'll be okay. And
they went off for a minute before it started.
They did go off for a minute, so we were like,
yeah, we were panicking. Oh, even worse, like, keep in mind, this is at like 9 p.m.
If we were lucky, because it's 9 p.m., so in the city, the trains are still running then. If it was at 11 or something, we'd be cooked.
Which we almost did later again on accident.
Oh,
yeah.
Adrian and I almost missed the stop again, like right as the doors were closed.
I think that was my bad.
Jumped out.
Oh, my God.
That was my bad, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, that was. That was
so,
an interesting.
So what happened in the end? Like
did
you get out?
Yeah, no, because the train restarted and just like went the way it came, and then we got off at that stop and got on a different one.
Yeah.
But since like the first one when it happened, it was fine because it wasn't that late.
Yeah.
But the second one, it was like, all right, well, we might have been like cooked because it was actually quite late.
It was almost midnight.
Yeah, and we know trains obviously go past midnight, but not all trains. There's less trains run. So we were...
Yeah, and this was the U4, so it was, like, all bets off.
I think they checked the trams, right? When they
arrived. I really don't know. I really hope they do, because that would have been pretty scary. I've heard of stories of people, like, getting stuck on trains.
That would have been...
But I don't know about Vienna. Maybe they do check. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, that was...
But it was not fun. Pretty unsuccessful night. Honestly, that was the most entertaining thing out of the whole night. As scary as it was.
Yes.
It was the most entertaining thing. So we did take a Vienna night tour...
Unintentionally,
yeah. And saw pretty much the whole city.
Yeah, that's a cool story.
Which for me is honestly okay, because I've seen quite a lot of Vienna. I've been here for a long time. Wyatt, I'm pretty sure he saw half of like Vienna that he had not seen.
I've never been to most of those places.
Yeah, so you're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, final thing.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Final segment. This is what Bounty has been extremely excited for.
Okay, bro.
he was hyping this up before the episode started.
He made me put
this hyping.
Let me tell the audience. Let me tell the audience.
Some content. I'ma give you some content.
Let me tell the audience. He made me put this on the list.
No,
I did not know that we were gonna do this part, but I'm excited for it because Valentine always has these interesting stories with this type of context. So I will let you take it away with your beautiful.
Can you, like, ask me questions or...
Story about...
All right, give
all right,
us
so
your...
for context, Valentine... Okay, we call this Valley looking for a relationship with women. Because he is quite indeed the man when it comes to them. And you heard with the Swedish girls and everything that he is interested. So, Valentine, when did this all begin?
My whole life. So, I was born straight, as shocking as it might be for a lot of you.
For a lot of his friends.
Which means that I do like girls, and I find beautiful girls attractive, right? So, it started from a very young age.
I cannot take you seriously.
if that answers your question.
Alright, that answers my question. I respect that answer.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So... Give us some of the stories you were hyping up about.
I got a lot of stories.
Alright, give us a few.
Give us your top five wildest.
I don't think we have time for five. Give us your top three.
Top three?
Top three.
Right, I think third place was should I go like story time?
Yeah, go.
So third place was a couple of years back. It was my first rejection.
Ooh. Was that here or your old school?
It was an old school Austrian school.
Yeah, okay.
First rejection. Why? Because I've never been rejected before since I never asked. So
it was a learning experience for him.
So you know, I went out of my comfort zone that day. So basically what happened was, in Austrian schools, you have a ski week.
like we during have the here year. In Austria.
Yeah, yeah.
The ski week with the whole grade.
Oh, okay. They used to do that here.
And you ski, yeah. That's
nice.
So far.
They stopped though because it was expensive.
And it was such a great trip. Yeah,
$12 million in savings are fine.
Yeah, you get to ski with your boys and with the teachers and stuff. It's really nice. And on the last day, you know, it's like this all happened and to finish it off, it was like a kind of a romantic night kind of thing, you know.
What do you mean? Like
you have to be more specific.
Like, yeah, you're
gonna okay. Yeah, so yeah. Basically, the final day was like, at lunch, you know, they had this kind of romantic setting where they put up candles and shit.
Ah, okay.
And you were supposed to ask like a guy or a girl if you're like, okay, you want to have a little date.
What grade were you in?
We were like 12, 13. It was all fun.
Was that an American system?
No, that was Austrian school.
No, but American system, like, was, because you said 12, 13s.
Yeah, it's just like normal grade, just one grade. Grade level?
Ah, okay.
So yeah. Same age, no pedophilia.
Oh, okay. No, because like you said grade 12 and 13, I was like,
what? No, the 12 and 13 year olds.
Okay, oh, years old, okay. No, because you said grade.
Yeah, yeah. So, and basically there's this girl I found attractive. Now we're friends, right? But back then it was a complicated
story. Was that the one that waved at you on the weekend?
No, that's not her.
Oh, okay.
That's another side.
When you're back, that's another side quest.
I'm kidding. No, her name is... I'm sure I can say it, like Laura. Yeah. Her name's Laura and we're still friends now. But back then I was like, all right, it's my last day, my last chance, you know. I might take the chance.
Oh, it was your last day at that Austrian school?
And since I was a bitch back then, I did not go up to her. Instead, I sent her a WhatsApp, like, voicemail.
Oh, no. That's the worst thing you could have done.
That is not
I think you're way. Pretty cute. Would you like to go, like, to the date with me? And she doesn't answer. She just says, like, can we go to the hallway and meet? And I'm like, all right. Like, shit's about to go down. I was hyped. And then her friends here. I'm like, yo, what the fuck you doing here? Like, who are you, right? And then, so basically her friend's here. And then she tells me, yo, Valentin, how do I put it together? I actually like your best friend.
Oh, hell no.
Betrayal.
No, that's fucked up.
Oh. So my best friend at the time was this guy named Philip, who still is a very good friend of mine.
Oh, I know Philip.
Philip. And, yo, Dela, in that moment, I was shook. It's like, what's happening? Like,
honestly, it might have been better if she just... I know texting's not the right way, yeah. But honestly, it might have been better if she just...
She just rejected me, like, by text, but, like...
Yeah, honestly.
And her friends were, it's like, she was... Ooh, like...
They were there making...
Like a hype man. What are you doing here? And then, like...
They were her hype
super
woman.
Sad.
Sorry, guys, I'm not very professional. My fault. Keep going with your stories. I'll be right back. All
right. And so basically what happens is she tells me this and her friend is like, oh, jeez. Like, you know, it's emotional damage. And then I went back to my room, like, almost crying. I was, like, really sad. I wasn't ready for this, yo.
Yeah.
And then later she felt really bad about it and... She wanted to talk to me about it, but I kept on running away like a bitch. I'm like, bitch, you rejected me.
Yeah.
And then like one time I like locked myself up in the bathroom and then my guy told me to come out. And then when I opened the door, she like snuck in and then we closed the door. And a weird scene, but like it's her and me in the bathroom. Me like really, really disappointed and her trying to tell me, Valentin, we can still be friends and shit. Yeah, very sad moment, very marking moment in my life, but now we're friends and we're chill and it's really nice.
Sorry guys, very professional on me, my bad.
Who called?
Remember,
it was my mother. I'm 18, but I still got other priorities.
That was very idiotic of you. And remember, we're professionally trained idiots.
We're not professionals, so
yeah.
I feel okay about it. So I have re-entered the chat.
That was the first story. That was my first rejection. And then from that day on, we didn't talk much after that.
Valley, I'll go on a hike with you. I'm always there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I appreciate it. Before I left the U.S. to move here, I was hiking, like every single day, I was hiking like 10 to 12 miles just with friends. Like just go out into the woods. You know,
yeah, chilling. I'm just like, hike, it's romantic. I'm sorry. Like when she's tired, I'm going to carry her on my back. Like.
You have your moments.
Carry her over the river so she doesn't get wet. Like, I thought it was romantic. Yeah, I fumbled the bag. I fumbled the bag.
You fumbled. Gosh.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
Now I know, like, next time, no hiking. At least not on the first date.
Yeah.
He's trying to still find that first date. Or second date.
Bro, that shit hurts.
He's been looking for quite a while.
Fumble the bag.
If anyone's listening...
Yeah, if anyone's listening, he's on the market.
The market?
He's on the market.
We're selling him, guys.
Yeah.
If you're a girl and you're over 80 kilo, do not talk to me. No, leave that out.
No promises.
Cut that.
Everything's real in this podcast. Everything's real.
I'm kidding. Y'all are beautiful. Yeah, but not just beautiful for me, right? Not my type.
You're just saying it in such a bad way.
No, I like athletic girls.
There are names that I'm going to keep secret, but I know who you're going to talk about.
Should we talk about, like, our red flags?
Red flag.
Like, what's the red flag for you guys?
Ooh, that's...
I'm going to start.
Yeah, you start. I don't know why.
Because I asked a question. The biggest one is, like, you're smoking a
vape. Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say.
This is horrible.
I have a story about that, actually.
Oh.
Go ahead, Adrian. I'm cutting that out.
Leave it in.
No, because it's not my personal story. It's something I saw on Valentine's YouTube channel.
Kiertag. Yeah, Kiertag.
I was there chilling, I was having a good time just with some friends. I run into Valentine more in the middle of the festival. And I'm like, Valentine, what are you doing here? And he's like, yo, just recording some stuff and maybe trying to get some money to do this pull-up bar thing.
Oh, yeah.
And
they robbed me.
Oh my god, they did rob you. Yeah. Valentine, I'll let you take away this story with your Kiertag running away with vapes and stuff.
Alright, so there's this one girl in my grade called...
We keep the name secret on this.
Yeah. I blurred it out for you.
Yeah.
And basically she's like, oh, hi Valentine, how you doing? I'm like, alright. She seems a little drunk, a little in the happy mood, you know, vibing and shit. And then she pulls out a vape. Nani? You're like, what is this? Right? And then she starts taking puffs and she blows away and I'm like, yo, since when do you vape? And then she like takes the vape, blows straight in my face. And when I go back to dodge, because I don't want to inhale that, she's like, pussy. Huh? Excuse me? Like, she called me a pussy for not wanting to vape? Not wanting to smell her air? So basically, she got me fired up. I like, oh shit, I'm not a pussy, let me prove you. Can I take a hit? And then she's like, alright, here, take it. She was like, hyped for me to like, like, I vape, I'm a bitch. So then I grabbed the vape, and then I like put it like slowly into my mouth, like, and then before it touches my mouth, I'm like, side beep, beep, and then I start running away, and then like all my boys are laughing, you know, I stole her vape, right, and I'm like, and then she like runs after me, she's like, give me my vape back. I have never seen her run that fast in her life. Like, even in PE during the mile, like, this is not the same tempo. She really wanted that shit back. And then I run, like, people are like, hey, watch out, what you doing here? I'm like, sorry. Bam, I get to a trash. I look back. She disappeared. She despawned. She was not there. Too slow. Get faster. I take the vape, put it in the trash, come back. She's like, where's my vape? I'm like, bitch, I don't have your vape. I threw it away. It was in the trash can. I gave her $10 because you can't steal from people, right? So she paid for this vape and I told her not to buy a vape. I'm sure she bought like 3 different ones.
And let me get this straight. Valentine is not slow. I learned that pretty much in my whole cross-country season against this guy. He is very fit, very fast, but you did let that slide in the SSTs.
Shit, yeah, I fumbled the SSTs. Yeah. But going back to the vape story...
Yeah, no, that is a huge red flag. Vaping and smoking,
yeah,
like...
So
it is, I would say that is major.
Yep. It's, okay, it's
I say
terrible.
Definitely up there, like, definitely.
Yeah, that's up there, and, like, another one?
Yeah.
Those... what I was saying, like the fucking nicotine things. Ooh. That you like
boozy
like yeah. A lot of your grade uses it.
Yeah, boozy.
I don't want to call it like a nicotine patch, but like...
It's boozy. It's just like... You put it under your lip, right?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
The whole varsity soccer team, basketball team, they all do that.
It's...
Our basketball team?
It's nasty. No names.
After.
If you use them, you know who you are. Stop. It's terrible for you.
All right, we're gonna stop mentioning this stuff before we get in trouble for it.
We're gonna get some hate for that, but
we're gonna stop mentioning it now.
Back to red flags.
I'd say another red flag might be, honestly, this doesn't happen quite often, but I would say overconfidence. And this is because no matter like how skilled you might be at something, like basketball, horse riding, whatever it might be, even in academic,
or how like attractive you might be,
academically, whatever it might be. Honestly, I find people that are overconfident in what they do, and it's like, okay, you can be confident, but at the same time, then they start like bragging about it to other people, and then when they do it, it's like, well. Of course you can do it, but like you don't need to like brag about it because you just probably have more practice with it.
Yeah.
So probably just overconfidence in general is pretty like, is for me probably a red flag. But like, what are some green flags? What are some good
green flags? Should I go?
Honesty.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Like being able to trust somebody, that is a huge green flag.
Yeah, make sure she doesn't play like five guys at the same time. Like.
Yeah. Like seriously, in America. Like, my old public school, there was so many cases of one girl just playing, like, five different guys.
Yeah, it's like, every guy's down bad, right? And this girl's, like, they want attention.
So. Yeah, and then they act all innocent when they get caught or, like, try to blame it on someone else.
Yeah,
like,
gaslighting and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say honesty is definitely a big word. What else would I say? I'd also say...
Say, a successful relationship will be built if both people are like care about each other and care about others, each other's interests.
Can we quote that?
That's the second quote of the day.
Thank you so much. No. Like, we're hitting you off there.
All right, for me, green flag, like, if she's a attractive, intelligent, Swedish gym girl, like, she meets.
I don't know what Bounty's obsession with Swedish. I'm gonna take you to Sweden one day, bro.
I went one week like skiing, and so many Swedish girls.
You know, when he graduates, that's gonna be his graduation gift from us.
Come back from college and take you to Sweden, bro.
Yeah,
much appreciated. Yeah, no, it's just like working out is definitely a plus. Taking care of yourself, like if she eats shit,
like
you know, I don't wanna spend all this time with, like. All the time playing basketball and like working on myself, and then my girlfriend being like a Jeffrey, like just being mid, right? So I want her to be like productive with her life and be a nice person. You have like you know what a guy loser could be, but when a girl is a loser, just because she's attractive, you don't see it, right? So like if she's a guy loser, it's just like, yo, if you're a loser, you're a loser, even if you're like a guy or a girl, if you don't work on yourself, don't like strive and waste your life away. It's like, I don't want my girlfriend to be an NPC.
Yeah.
If she plays an instrument, that's what.
Because
Valentin plays this actually.
If she's good at a music test, or if she can sing.
But it's like, are you good?
Here's the thing. Playing an instrument would be nice because.
Sing.
I play an instrument, so it'd be nice to have something in common.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Pretty cool.
Like a hobby we could do together, you know?
Power musical couple.
Yeah.
I think mine would have to be like more
aesthetic. Metalhead green flag.
I have the similar hobbies to you, but like.
But not too similar.
Yeah, like, okay.
Otherwise, it would be boring.
Yeah,
you don't want to have everything in common.
That's right.
Because that just gets boring.
Opposites attract.
Because. Opposites attract
yes
each other. Let's go.
Yeah,
you learn something in science.
Yeah, indeed.
There you go.
It's very
It's just and I think a big one is, you know, like, don't let girls disrespect you. Just
Yeah, mutual respect.
It's like, if she's disrespectful, yo, if she's acting like she's the shit, just... As attractive as she may be, you just gotta, like, drop it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's getting so deep. Yeah. It's getting so
deep. We might have to leave it there, guys. I'm not gonna even lie.
The first episode to get that deep.
I mean, when you bring Valentine on.
A lot of intellect, right?
A lot of intellect you bring to the content.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy. That's,
yeah, but I would say, you know, like, having a couple things in common with your partner is good. It's you don't good. Want everything, though.
That's like, right, because then it's...
Like, you want a few things that you guys will always do together.
Oh, and if she can cook.
Okay.
Oh, my lord.
Valentine can cook, that's why.
I can cook.
Personally...
But, like, if she cooks.
I am an amazing cook.
I'm a terrible cook.
I am a phenomenal cook.
I do not
Are you free cook. Tonight, Ryan?
I do not know Let's how see. To... I do not know how to cook. Like, grilled cheese I can do.
Grilled cheese.
Like, on the pan and everything. Basics. Hey, honestly, I had so many grilled cheese during distance learning for my lunch. That thing smacked, though. It was so good.
Yeah, no.
It was so, so good.
During COVID... It's kind of when I learned. I just like started.
I learned how to juggle. Kitchen. Most useless thing, but it's actually fire when you know how to do it.
Yeah, I just started messing around with food and stuff when I was during COVID.
Bro, burnt the kitchen down.
Yeah, I have a funny story about that. In a second.
I think it was like a year into COVID, and I was on a call with a friend, and we were just playing video games or something, and I was cooking at the same time. And in the background, I was also making ramen, right? Like, instant ramen. I was making, like... Cause what I like to do is I don't just like to have what's inside the packet. I like to make, like, fried vegetables
extra
and stuff.
Extra outside, yeah.
Yeah, fried vegetables, stuff like that.
Like an egg.
I put the thing in the microwave. There was no water in it, and I didn't realize it. It went up in flames.
Yeah, I blew up our microwave once, too.
I hope your mom forgave you.
Yeah, no, it all worked out in the end. We got a new microwave for free. I don't remember how, but there was like some deal going on at Home Depot.
You know, you know the ice cream, like the what it comes in, you know, the like the top of it, I don't know, it's like plastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can heat the ice cream a little bit to melt it and it's fine. I left it in the microwave too long. That thing caught fire.
Yeah, no.
And like, I was like, oh my god. Because I just saw flames in the microwave. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I didn't touch a microwave again for 3 months after that. But it all worked out. We got a free microwave. I took that one apart and used the transformer to make an arc furnace.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Honestly, we've had many, many, many interesting stories. Valentine's.
Yeah.
Love life.
Yeah.
Why is interesting.
Questionable.
Cooking style.
No. Questionable experiments.
Experiments and my boring life. But honestly, I think we have to wrap it up here. We're a little pressed for time. But honestly, this is why we call it organized chaos, because we just rant on about whatever we really want.
Yeah.
Structure for the podcast is going to be different. Guests. Coming on every time.
I think
Valentine will definitely be back. I think.
Yeah, I think we gotta have him.
You wanna be back?
We gotta have this man back.
I am ready whenever you call me up.
Alright, Valentine will definitely be back.
I think we're probably gonna have Rowan and Ivan on next.
We'll have Rowan, Ivan, if you guys even listen to this first one, who knows. We'll definitely have them on. And you're welcome to drop ideas.
Yeah, if you wanna come on, send the podcast account DM and.
We're honestly open to talk about anything, really.
Yeah.
It's been...
If they have any stories and
stories,
yeah,
guys bring.
We like to hear about embarrassing and funny stories.
A collab me and Wyatt are doing.
Yeah.
Just for fun, honestly. We have a bit of extra time.
Yeah.
I probably will be dropping my own podcast, like, alone.
Own podcast?
Yeah, where I talk about probably more of my life, how high school has been going into senior year, into college. That'll be dropping probably when this is actually dropping. I have already a few ideas for that. Don't know what I'll call it yet, but I will definitely be making my own account on that. So look out for those episodes. The episodes won't be as long. This one's been quite long. It'll probably be half an hour.
But it'll just be a bit more in my life, maybe some tips to pass high school. I know Valentin definitely could use them. He's still learning how to get to class on time. But definitely, guys, thank you so much for listening. Yep. Valley, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate you.
Until next time on the Professionally Trained Idiots podcast.
Do I have a final word?
Yeah, go for it.
give us a third quote of the day.
One final quote. We got to go in a minute.
All right. You guys ready for this quote?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give us it.
Oh, just because she's got a pretty face doesn't mean she's got a pretty heart.
Thank you, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we will end today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care.